Hello.
Hello. Hi, this is Clayton.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm finding yourself. Yeah, so I'm on the phone right now with my boss. His name is Rick. He's going to give you a brief overview of what the application does, and then from there we'll ask you a few questions.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, how are you?
Just to give you kind of an overview. So we're designing an app, and we are kind of targeting, the computer repair industry and, customers who need phone service or computer service. So to summarize, basically what our app does is someone has a phone or computer issue. They use our app. They enter their specific, needs, the problem, their any other special needs, their location, and then we match them with a service provider, a repairer, a PC repair or iPhone repair company, service provider, and match them up. So basically, your company would have kind of specific repairs that you do, services you provide, and these customers would have very specific needs as far as repair goes. And then we can kind of filter, because I'm sure you get calls for things that's not within the scope of your service, right? And we can filter all that out, right?
Cool.
And match
Sounds
you
good.
up kind of real time. So for
That's
example, we would get a call, we live transfer them to you as long as all the criteria match.
okay.
And in addition to generating those types of leads, we have sort of contact information and client information. So people that you've worked with previously, will store it, and then we'll have specific notes for them, kind of previous problems that they've had, and you can send them, notifications, reminders, and basically have a develop a relationship, with these clients. And in addition, we'll also be doing invoicing as well, if that's something you're interested in, and sending out estimates as well. And sending out the invoices and also kind of charging customers through, like a PayPal type interface as well. And mapping also. So if they're coming out to you, we can give them turn by turn directions on how to get to you. If you have like promotions, we can send out promotional emails or text messages or phone calls and help to kind of promote your company. So given those features, what interests you? What are your needs? And what additionally might we add to, make the app more useful? So basically, you repair PCs and phones. We would like to handle everything else for you, as
Yeah,
far as
that's really
you can
good.
spend more time repairing. Yep. So
How do you filter though who you would advertise, like which companies you would advertise?
It's basically anybody who's interested in participating in the service.
But what if it matches them with somebody who's like substandard or like not authorized to work on devices and things like that?
Yeah,
Right.
there
So
would be
we will.
some
We,
that.
yeah, we would have a rating system, as well as if there's any industry specific certifications, that would be displayed as well.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, so like what, like I don't know, 'cause I used to work at Geek Squad, and I got
Right.
my
Okay.
application through there. So that would be like a good type of criteria for Apple products to have at least somebody
Right.
who's like Apple certified.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. That's definitely something that we'd incorporate.
And
As far as your clientele, how are you doing as far as advertising? Are you kind of pursuing more customers, basically, or are you pretty busy, or
I'm
as far as
pretty busy. Yeah. I use Yelp for advertising, but they're expensive as hell.
Right.
And also like a lot of word of mouth, like a lot. It's Yelp. Also a lot of other apps like Let Go and like things like that where you can post on like forum type things.
Okay. Okay. Now, as far as like Yelp, you're paying per click, right? Are they?
Yeah.
Our experience with them is you get a lot of clicks and a lot of calls, but a lot of kind of right converting them into a sale is something a little bit different, though.
Yeah, it's like really really garbage. Yelp is the problem with Yelp is that it'll just kind of like throw you at it'll throw your business at somebody who doesn't really it doesn't really apply to them. So like they'll have like a
freaking
somebody will contact me and ask for like a toaster repair.
Right, or, like, right. Yeah. And that's something that we're heavily implementing, and that's kind of pre-qualifying people before we connect them. So yeah, if they have a toaster repair, then we're definitely not going to match them up with you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's the leads will come to you where they're kind of already aware of price ranges. They're already kind of aware of services and time frames. So ultimately, they come to you with either yes or no, you know.
Yeah. So for you guys, how would you charge the businesses? Would you charge them? I know that you send out leads to the businesses, but would it be
right.
based off the leads you send or the sales that you or
right.
the sales that they make?
And that's another thing that we're exploring right now
is
monetizing the service.
Currently, at the moment, we have, just based on the studies that we've done, we've had probably most likely two options. And the two options would be for you to, you know, pay as you go as far as for leads. You know, if you wake up today, you know, you have, you know, a few hours that are available and you want to fill those hours with new leads. And those leads would be anywhere between $1 to $5 per lead. Then we also have the option of us actually confirming the job for you, sending the actual client out to your location or you going to their location, and we charging you a percentage, maybe 5 to 10% for that actual job. You know, but what we're trying to track is who would be willing to pay per lead and who would be willing to pay, you know, for an actual job that's already, you know, you don't have to speak to the client. The client just shows up to you, you know, the problem in advance, you fix it. You get paid, we get paid, what would be better for you? Would you like to pay per lead? That way you can speak to the client and address what their needs are on your own and actually, you know, schedule an appointment, or is, you know, someone else handling that for you? Would that be more easier for you? And, you know, would you be willing to pay, you know, of course it's a little more money because, you know, the job, you know, has been confirmed for you, a percentage. So,
I mean, for me, I'd rather get paid. I'd rather pay for the service in terms of just like a percentage of the total transaction, because then I wouldn't be paying for unnecessary things. Like, you know, like if like on Yelp, like, you know how you pay per click and then like a lot of them just don't really pan out. So I'd be scared that it would be like the same situation. At least in the beginning, but like if the leads are really good, then I don't mind paying per lead. So like maybe like a trial thing, like where you do like a week or a month of like free leads, but you actually take a percentage from the transaction. And then after that, like you could charge per lead and charge a percentage from the transaction.
Yeah, I think that's a big concern with a lot of people we talk to is you know, Yelp generates a lot of leads, but a lot of times they just say, how much is this? How much is this? How much is this? Okay, thank you. And never hear from them again. Right. So,
it's bargaining.
So a percentage of the service is definitely attractive to a lot of people. And then also kind of, exclusive leads, right? So some companies will, send out leads to a bunch of different companies, and the first person to contact or to close it gets it. Whereas other people are paying for the lead, but they weren't quick enough or convincing enough. So they're not able to convert the sale. So that's definitely something that we're now researching on how to price and monetize the service.
Yeah,
as far as Yelp, are you currently paying for Yelp, paying for advertising, for clicks?
I wish I weren't.
You wish you weren't? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, because it's too expensive and the return's not that great?
No, not great at all. It ends up being something like $600 a month plus.
$600 a month for Yelp?
Yeah.
Okay.
And are there any other marketing services or advertising that you're doing?
I mean, like I said, there's apps like Let Go and OfferUp, things like that, where you can post services there too, which mm-hmm. is like next to nothing a month. Pretty cheap.
Right, right.
I do
okay,
that.
Are you getting
any
feedback from them? Are you getting any clientele? Good amount of
yeah,
clientele?
Yeah, I do. I get a decent amount from them. I mean, not as much as, like, let's say Yelp, but a good amount.
But the return
but
is a lot higher since you're not paying
yeah,
that
the
much
return's
money,
a lot
right?
higher.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Also, how would you guys combat, like, let's say people come to the business and, you know, like, let's say the business owners want to, like, say, oh, you know what, don't pay on the app, pay me in cash, and
right.
I'll give you a cheaper deal.
Yeah, it's difficult. I think the direction we're heading is, you know, if we establish ourselves as a very good service, then, you know, you as a user of the service, you want to use it in the future, so you would be less likely to do that type of thing. It's
yeah,
that's really difficult
did,
too.
Yeah, it's really to you can't really filter that out. If someone wants to be and run their business that way, that's up to them. But they would no longer use our services anymore. You know, for one client, I just something you really can't filter out. You know.
Yeah,
I mean, you could do kind of like what PayPal does, where like let's say you order an item. And the item is defective or whatever, like even if the seller doesn't want to give you your money back, you can still go to PayPal and get your money back. So you can do that type of thing, like a money back guarantee,
right.
through the seller. You
can
do
can
like
I ask you a
maybe
question?
Do like a.
Mm-hmm. As far as client information, how much general information do you need from a client before you actually service them?
I mean, it depends on the device. Usually, like, for iPhones, it's just, like, a password. For computers, it's also, like, passwords. Sometimes I need, like, activation keys, depending on what I'm doing. But it's not, like, too much information. Also, like, you know, just, like, regular things, like cell phone numbers, names. Sometimes I try to see if the iCloud matches most of the time to see if their iCloud matches just in case, you know, I don't want to be working on like a broken or stolen phone or a stolen computer or whatever.
Right.
Okay. So you need like, so before you work on any phone, you would definitely need that information. That way you're not like breaking any rules or anything like that then, correct? So just to make model number and maybe the iCloud info, that's it?
Oh, you mean like before like I even get the device?
Yeah, before you get to the device, what I'm saying is that what type of form would you need for us to have for you in order to take on a client? Because you don't want someone to give you a call or show up at the shop, and you don't even have, you know, that item available for them, you know? So what I
like to do is I like to get the model, you know, everything, like the color. I also like to get pictures of the device if possible because then it can – because a lot of people don't really know what's actually wrong with their device, especially if it's, like, physical damage. And as a technician, you can see a lot more than what the client can see. So you don't have to, like, have them come back and forth and order a new piece or whatever, you know? And you know what to expect. You know if you need to, like, not book something for the next couple hours because you're going to be working on this device or, you know, things like that, like scheduling. Based off of what you see in the pictures.
Right.
Now, how are you
currently
scheduling your clients? Are you using any type of software or any type of other applications to run your business?
Not really. It's mainly through I just do, like, appointments.
So you just do appointments? So you're not keeping track of who you're, who's coming, who's not going?
No, no, I do. I do. I have it in my QuickBooks. So,
QuickBooks? Okay. QuickBooks?
Yeah. QuickBooks.
So you're using
QuickBooks
for your accounting?
Yeah, for my accounting and also, you know, like it just keeps track of everything a lot better. Also, I can, But yeah, it's mainly appointments and things like that.
Is how I keep track of who's coming in.
Okay. And you have a storefront, though, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And on average, how many customers do you think you're getting daily, just on average?
Daily, around 15, 16.
15, and
sometimes
those are all
four.
Converted customers? Those are all converted, like, customers who paid?
Like, 95 to 99. It's just because I do it based off of appointment, and I don't do it just based off of, like, people.
Walk-ins?
No, like, coming in.
There's no walk-ins up here.
Yeah, because I don't really have time to do walk-ins that much.
Okay. Yeah.
I usually give like appointments to people who like do walk-ins and stuff, but rarely do I ever service walk-ins on the spot.
Okay. Now, do you plan on expanding anytime soon, as far as like maybe hiring another technician?
I'm thinking of opening up another location sometime soon.
Okay. Now, as far as if you're currently paying, you said $600 per month just to advertise on Yelp. If we were able to give you a platform or an application that would bring you new business, you know, whenever you like, you don't have to, you know, use it every day, but you know, it's accessible to you. And then also, you know, you'd be able to, you don't have to, you know, organize your clients on there, but you would have the option to do that. How much do you think that would be worth to you as far as a monthly charge or, you know, a yearly charge?
I mean, honestly, like, I'm already paying for Yelp $600. And, I mean, I'd probably be willing to pay the same amount, roughly, if
okay.
not more, if I end up making more money, you know?
Okay.
Because then that way I could hire another person maybe, you know, and go on from there.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. Okay, and let's see here. No, I had a couple more questions. So you said most of your clients right now are just like either return clients or word of mouth. You are getting some type of clients through Yelp, but not very many. You're getting some clients from OfferUp, but not very many. And right now, you probably wouldn't be able to scale even if you wanted to then, correct? Since you're the only person working independently.
I mean, no, I can easily get more employees that are also Apple certified and stuff like that from the people I used to work with at Geek Squad. But the problem is just the amount of people that come in isn't enough for. I mean, I've been thinking of maybe bringing another person in, but it's just like maybe if I had like 5 or 6 more phones a day, then I would easily do it, but. At this point right now, no.
Okay.
I
well,
have
definitely
to grow just
in
a little
future. Yeah, in the near future, we'll definitely want to get further along in developing this app and hopefully have a demo for you to try out, even if it's just on a weekly trial or maybe 3 or 4 days. That way you can see those actual leads coming in. And then we could probably, you know, propose something and, you know, move forward with you having you as a client. But as of right now, I mean, you pretty much answered all the questions that we need unless you have any other questions, right?
Go ahead.
Do you have any other ideas on any or any other types of features that our app would be useful for a technician like yourself?
So sometimes when I'm not in my workshop or my shop, I do like outcall or I go to people, you know, I go to like I meet them in public and I fix their phones, you know. Here and there. So you said that there's a map, there's a like a GPS type of feature.
Right.
Does
the GPS
feature,
type of
feature is the GPS feature you guys said that takes you to the storefront, right? Would would it be able to be reversed? So, for example, you agree to meet up with the client at a certain location, and you would go service them there.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. It would actually be able to give them your ETA as well. You know, then they can actually see you on the map, you know, and where you're at and how far you would be from them.
Oh, wow. This is like Uber for repairs.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just for mobile repair. I mean, because this is like a growing business right now. Like, who doesn't have a smartphone? Like, my son has a smartphone. He's 5, 6 years old. So, yeah.
Yeah, who doesn't break them?
Yeah, yeah, who doesn't break them, right? Like, you can buy a case and it still breaks, so... I think they're almost meant to break, so you can buy a new one every 6 months.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, but so we're pretty much done here. I definitely want to make sure that we paid you for your time. Who should I make out your check to, and where should we mail it to?
You should make it out to Liron Cohen, LIRON, and then last name Cohen, COHEN, and the address is 4501 Catherine Avenue.
Catherine Avenue.
91423 Sherman Oaks.
Sherman Oaks here.
California. Yeah.
All right, awesome, awesome. So what we'll do is we'll go ahead and get a check printed out and mailed out to you as soon as possible. Now, in the near future, we definitely would love to speak with you again since you're a newer business owner and you plan on expanding soon. We definitely want to continue to pick your brain and obviously pay you for your time. Is it okay if we give you a call in the future?
Yeah, of course. I'd actually love to, like, prototype this app or test it out, you know, use it. Sounds amazing.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah,
thank you so much for your time, Lonnie. You've been a great help to us today.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
Likewise.
Bye-bye.
Hello.